This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden has quietly signed the debt ceiling deal into law with just 2 days to spare before the nation would have begun running short on cash. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The signing of the agreement took place behind closed doors at the White House, with just a statement being released in which congressional leaders were thanked for their partnership.
Passing this budget agreement was critical.
President Biden focused on that bipartisan effort in his primetime Friday speech to the nation.
Because it's essential to the progress we've made over the last few years is keeping full faith and credit of the United States of America.
The final agreement, passed by the House Wednesday and the Senate Thursday, restricts federal spending and suspends the debt limit until 2025, after the next presidential election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Air raids, artillery fire, and explosions rocked Sudan's capital Saturday as fighting between warring generals entered its eighth week. Witnesses told AFP of bombs falling and civilians being injured in the southern part of the capital, while others in the city's north reported artillery fire days after a U.S. and Saudi-brokered ceasefire collapsed. Residents reported that warplanes of the army targeted positions of the paramilitary, who responded with anti-aircraft fire. Nearly 300 people have died in a massive train derailment in India that has injured close to 900 people, according to officials. India declared Saturday a national day of mourning out of respect to the victims. The accident happened Friday night, about 220 kilometers south of Kolkata. Emergency workers had to climb overturned train cars to rescue some victims, while others cut through train cars to provide emergency services to those trapped. VOA News. Turkey's defense ministry has announced it will be sending a commando battalion to northern Kosovo. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The move is in response to a NATO request for troops in the area to help quell violent unrest. The battalion will join the alliance's peacekeeping mission in the region, known as K4, as a reserve unit. A defense ministry official said around 500 Turkish troops would be going to Kosovo. Just days earlier, clashes erupted in northern Kosovo after ethnic Albanian officials elected in votes entered municipal buildings to take office and were blocked by Serbs. Ethnic Serbs had overwhelmingly boycotted the vote. I'm Karen Chamas.
In lighter news, a buzzworthy program is underway at U.S. federal facilities across the country involving honeybees. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Thousands of bees live on the roof of the federal courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire, as part of a government program through the General Services Administration, says David Johnson, one of the managers.
Pollinators have a rough life, and so overall we have a program, a pollinator initiative.
The program collects data to find out whether the honeybees, which can fly 3 to 5 miles from the roof in their quest for pollen, helps the health of plants on the roof, but also flora in the entire area.
They use a DNA analysis of the honey to talk about the health of the pollinators in the area.
Scientists say bees are under threat, and without human intervention, the world could experience a bee extinction that would lead to global hunger. I'm Julie Walker.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan signaled on Saturday his newly elected government would return to more orthodox economic policies when he named Mehmet Şimşek to his cabinet to tackle Turkey's cost of living crisis and other strains. Analysts say Şimşek's appointment as Treasury and Finance Minister could set the stage for interest rate hikes in the coming months. That would be a marked turnaround from Erdogan's long-standing policy of slashing rates despite soaring inflation. After winning a runoff election last weekend, Erdogan, who has ruled for more than 2 decades, began his new 5-year term by calling on Turks to set aside differences and focus on the future. And environmental groups have given mixed reviews to the sometimes rocky talks on eradicating plastic pollution. The talks ended Saturday in Paris with an agreement to write the first draft of a groundbreaking global treaty. The deal, reached after 5 days of negotiations, sees a rough-cut zero draft produced before representatives of 175 countries next meeting in Nairobi in November. From Washington, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.